The Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce has recently held its AGM, so we wish the outgoing president, Carla Melbourne, all the very best and welcome and congratulate Nick Steiner as the new incoming president. In 2023, Nick received the Citizen of the Year Award from the City of Moreton in recognition for his outstanding charitable work as the founder of the Mini Farm Project. Good morning, Nick. Congratulations.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Nick, you've been a member of the QCCC for quite a long time. What are some of the events that the Chamber has been involved in recently?
Recently, we did the John Howell, the Strategy Guy event, which was really great for small businesses to reconsider their strategies and to improve their profits, their time and their team. Mm-hmm. That was really well presented. We've done quite a lot of monthly events over the last year, but we're looking forward to some really great free events coming up over the next 12 months.
Collaborate Moreton Bay includes all of Moreton Bay Chambers and BPW Moreton Bay. As a group, you have hosted the Mental Wellness Business Lunch at the Como today, and Shane Webke as the keynote speaker. How important is business? Is it to invest in strategies to support mental well-being? Mm-hmm. And do you have a positive example that you can share with us?
Look, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And that includes the owner, the managers, and the staff. And having strategies for mental health, for the wellness and well-being of your staff has long been overlooked. And we've seen the results of that. And now you can see more, especially in a post-COVID world, mental health issues have gone through the roof. Loneliness, isolation, they're all interlinked, especially in young men. I think businesses need to start focusing on these, because if you've got a staff member or yourself or a manager who just pops, how's this going to affect your business? Mm-hmm. What's the long-term ramifications? So it's not something to put under the rug anymore. It's actually a contingency plan. It's a risk management strategy. And there are a number of ways that you can actually work with your team to provide wellness, and not just buying pizza and, you know, giving them a pat on the back. That's nothing. But this lunch today will actually talk about some of those strategies and be part of it. And as a chamber, we'll be covering some of those throughout the year as well.
That's great. Nick, I've got a couple more questions to ask. Will you stay with us while we quickly pop off to a song break?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. And I'm delighted to say that we have Nick Steiner with us from the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, he is the incoming president. And, Nick, what is your vision for next year?
Well, the next 12 months are going to be very exciting for the membership. We're offering a lot of free online events. We've got a great series, Improve Your Business, that's going to be a fortnightly free video on YouTube and our social media. We did the first one last night. That's with Lauren Leach, a new member, and she's also now part of the committee. She's a business coach, and we'll be working with businesses to improve their strategies over the next year to help them out. We'll also be looking at doing quarterly catch-ups as well, online and in person. And we're going to be doing monthly chamber free catch-up coffees in the morning, and then alternating in the evening for like after work drinks, because some people can't make the mornings and they can do the afternoons as well. So we're looking at doing more value, and we're also connecting in with local, state and fed connections. I've already spoken to Terry, Mark and Adam. They're very excited with the new direction. They're looking to participate quite a lot, and they really want to know more from the membership about how we can improve our area.
And, I mean, it's a benefit to everyone, isn't it? The local, federal, state councils being involved makes it a whole lot better.
Oh, it does. And when they're all working together, it's amazing. Stuff actually happens.
Mm-hmm. Now, for a business in the city of Moreton, Nick, and there's quite a lot of new people in our area, they might be thinking about joining. What sort of value-added network might they expect if they wanted to join and come along to the next meeting?
Look, a connection is everything in business, and the one connection can make all the difference. So we're hoping as a chamber we can provide that value for our members and also the community. So we've got our next event, which is a free coffee catch-up, next Friday the 24th of October at Gather and Feast, which is at 5 to 7 James Street. There's plenty of parking. It's from 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. I'll be there. A couple of the committee members will be there as well. Hopefully some of the pollies will show up. It'd be a great opportunity for members to let us know their concerns, connect. We're going to do forced networking as well, so no wallflowers. You have to go talk to people. So that's the most important things in networking. So hopefully there'll be some good value there for members and guests.
And sometimes we just need that little bit of a push, Nick, don't we, to get out there. And I have a saying that somebody played to me years ago, get up, get dressed and get out there. How good would that be? Nick Steiner, incoming president of the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce, thanks for joining us this morning and keeping our community connected. And if you'd like to listen to Nick's interview again, pop onto the 1015fm.com.au website and click on podcast. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you.